Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm a dairy farmer, and when I'm milking the cows, I like listening to the Country Hour.
We're getting some texts on the water situation. David in Muswellbrook says, can any political party please build a pipeline from northern Australia and feed the water into our large inland rivers? Inland farmers and towns need reliable water to keep Australia producing food. We heard from Kevin Humphreys this week just talking about the importance of infrastructure and encouraging it. And Mike writes in, hi, the managers of storages in the Murray-Darling Basin area have drained the dams to let irrigators grow their crops now. Now there's no water for minimum flows, causing ponds of stagnant blue-green algae-infested water with depleted oxygen killing fish. And also due to stolen water upstream, vineyards are dying and farmers are going broke. They can blame the drought, but the storages weren't always empty, so mismanagement is clearly to blame. Mark Coulton is the federal member for Parks, covering a huge part of the upper reaches of the Murray-Darling Basin. He welcomes the announcement of an inquiry into the recent fish kills in the Darling, because he says the issue has been politicised by opportunists, and he says irrigators are being unfairly blamed for what he describes as a natural event. He told Sally Bright he won't preempt any report, but he says the impact of the drought is evident.
All the communities across the West are hurting at the moment. We are in unprecedented territories for drought, but on top of sort of local drought, the inflows from Queensland that we rely on to replenish those western rivers, we really haven't seen for 7 or 8 years. Last year, we did get water down the Culgoa that mixed in with some environmental water out of some of the northern dams in New South Wales, and that flow got all the way down to Menindee. But when the system dries right out, it's very difficult to replicate an artificial flow, and the lack of water makes people very frustrated and upset.
Kevin Humphreys was interviewed by the ABC. He said that criticism of the water sharing plan is just whingers who are parochial. What would your response be to that?
Yeah, look, I think there's a lack of understanding, and I think there's been some political games played in this. I get a little frustrated with the arguments around Menindee, because Menindee was about 86% full after the inflow in 2016 that basically came from the central west up through the Bogan to get in there. That water is now sitting down in the lower lakes in South Australia, but all the blame game has been pointed up to.
Mark, can I interrupt for a second? You say you're disappointed by the coverage or by some of the politicisation. Mm. I find, personally, as someone who grew up at Bourke, the expression blame game really unpleasant.
Yeah, we are.
It's not a game.
Well, I know, but some are playing it as that. I think that there's been statements made for rank opportunism, and I do think it's difficult because, if some of the people are blaming the good folks at Bourke for this, and the fact is that Bourke has no water, Brewarrina has no water, the water stopped flowing at Walgett, the boat ramp was stopped this week at Collarenebri, and the river is very complex, and also the work that's been done through genuine goodwill from the basin states in the Commonwealth and all the people along the river to try and come up with a plan so that everyone gets a fair share of the water has been going on for some time. And I think we need to have a recognition that that work has gone on, and some of the decisions that have been made have had detrimental effects on communities. You've only got to look at Collarenebri and see what the buyback of the water there meant for those communities. And so there has been a rationalisation of extraction throughout the basin. We've still got a way to go, but we're working through that. My personal belief in this, Sally, is that we are in an unprecedented drought. The river has gone dry before. Some are saying that it hasn't. There's a sort of, I think, a mindset.
I don't think there's any point in arguing that. We know that the river is an ephemeral river.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing that, but I'm suggesting that perhaps that if we're talking about apportioning responsibility rather than using the expression blame game.
Yeah.
If we're talking about apportioning responsibility, it is the role of government to govern. People will do what they are allowed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So The question that I am asking is, don't you think that both state and federal governments have probably made some mistakes and probably need to take some responsibility?
Look, I think not to a large degree. I think that the governments have stepped up, and governments of all stripes. You know, the Basin Plan was signed off in 2012 with a Labor government in Canberra, and we've had different changes of governments across the different states. And so what I'm saying is that we are in a drought. We have the entire system is dry. There's heartache and grief right the way through. And what I have seen largely, social media, certainly to a degree, is this looking to the cotton industry and saying that that's the reason why we had fish die at Menindee. Well, there'll be an inquiry. We'll find out what caused that. But we are having record dries. It's not just the river that is stressed.
Would you accept the suggestion that there's a perception that the cotton industry has far too big an ear into your government?
No, not at all. I don't believe that's the case at all. I represent a third of the basin, and everyone has equal access to my ear.
If I can ask another question, do you think that the concept that you can trade water in and out of river valleys, completely disregarding the fact that this is an ecosystem and treating it purely as a monetized commodity, do you think that that is sustainable, and do you think it's defensible?
Look, I think there's a lot of work going on now with the plan and the idea that it's all in percentages. And if you take the Nemoi at the moment, where the rivers stop running, keep the dams empty, the irrigation industry takes 14% of that water. And so, regardless of how much is there, there's a percentage taken. And so, the idea that the irrigation industry is taking all the water in a dry time is not correct.
There's I don't think I've said that, though. But what we're talking about is the management. I mean, do you think it is defensible that we should be able to flood irrigate cotton off low-flow rivers?
Look, I think an argument based around some of that the issues there on the A-class water, that's for sure, and I know that that needs to be looked at.
Do you think those decisions might have been made after undue input from irrigators?
I don't know that. They weren't decisions that I was involved in. They were actually made at a ministerial level. I would think that's not the case. It's not, these decisions are open and transparent, and I think that that every part of the river is slightly different how it's managed, and the rules around water that's extracted and that have been developed over a long time, and water sharing plans have been formulated and reformulated and changed again, and the extractive irrigation industry has been under reform for probably 25 or 30 years.
Mark Coulton talking about the water crisis, and the SMS is going off on that one. We've got people congratulating Sally Bright, who was the interviewer there for Gold Star Stuff. Mark at Grassy Head says, water trading and freehold ownership of water in Australia is an ongoing and compounding social and environmental disaster. The sooner water is brought back under national ownership, the better off we'll all be. If you ask a water trader if the water system is working, of course he'll say it is. He'll be making money no matter how high the price for water goes. Our federal government ought to be the only trader of water. And Eric says, country hour floodplain harvesting rules that are currently in place will be the end of the Nationals in their dodgy rule changes. We are having a look at that, Eric. You'll see something on that in the next few days. And someone texts in, there's no name on this one, so please add your name and where you're sending it from. If you grew up at Bourke, you would have seen the photos of the boats and the barges sitting in a dry river. No rain, no water. And Mick says, ask Mr. Coulton if he's prepared to go into the elections with no change to the water system in the Northern Basin. Oblivion is a long time in politics, and it appears that's where the Nats are going.